live from the List Track Recording Studio. This is Email Marketing Today. Here are your hosts, Ross, Matt, and Brent.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Email Marketing Today. I'm Brent Schroyer, and with me here in the studio today is Brandon Brophy, an account manager here with ListTrack. How you doing, Brandon?
Good. How you doing?
Doing okay. I wish the weather outside was a little bit better today. Missing that Miami weather from last week.
Definitely.
Brandon and I were down in Miami for the Marketing Sherpa show last week, along with Matt, who is unfortunately not here in the studio today. Ross is also not here in the studio. But Brandon and I thought we'd chat a little bit about the Marketing Sherpa show. It was the third annual email marketing summit. Brandon attended many of the sessions that were going on. So, Brandon, anything that really came out of those sessions that you want to talk about here today?
Shoo, tons. There's not enough time in the world to go over everything that I've got to say about what was going on there. It was a great time. Very informative. The big takeaways mostly involved social media, Twitter, Facebook. They touched on LinkedIn. Nobody really had any solid data on it, unfortunately, but me being a numbers lover, I have tons and tons of numbers takeaways. Stefan Tornquist, the research director at Marketing Sherpa, actually did a great opening segment about the latest research in the field and came up with a bunch of numbers. Hopefully you got to see my tweets.
Yeah, so you can check out our Twitter posts if you go out to twitter.com/listtrack. And of course, ListTrack's LISTRAK. Yeah, Brandon, you posted quite a bit out there at the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, a lot of good number stuff. Just off the top of my head, one of the really neat things that they did was a live survey of everybody who was in the room and asked how many of you expect to increase your frequency of email marketing, stay the same, or decrease it. And the takeaway by the end of the hour segment from people texting in their choices was that 59% of the people in the room were looking to have higher frequency of mail, which I think is a pretty good sign that, for considering the economy and everything else, we're in a heck of a good industry.
Right, but you also have to be extremely careful with that. You know, that's a big temptation. We've talked about that here a couple times on the show. You know, the temptation with the way the economy is going right now to bump up that frequency past the danger zone, you know. You know, have to be real careful with that.
Yeah, and it's good you mentioned that too, because that was another very good point of Stefan's, was when he was talking about tips about budgeting for your email. Don't take just what you can get because it's cheap. Really fight for the dollars to make sure you can do it right, because if you just keep considering email a cheap and effective method of marketing, it's not going to stay that way very long.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, you have to be looking to the future. You have to be looking at that full lifetime value of the customer rather than just the immediate quick results that could come back and really affect your reputation, affect your deliverability kind of going forward.
Absolutely. Another one of the great points that came up was regarding what people are finding as their biggest challenge of email marketing recently. So along those same lines of how you have to think about how you're marketing. And 58% of your recipients out there are actually saying that relevancy is a complaint of theirs. Another 44% were saying that frequency was a complaint. And then,
or a challenge for them?
A challenge. Okay. A challenge in your mind, talking to your recipients, thinking of things that they're thinking about.
Okay.
One of the things they didn't like in their inbox was relevancy and frequency. You know, obviously hot buttons in the industry as it is, but just some numbers to back that up. And something that was new to their survey on the marketer side was an answer to one of their questions about what your top challenge is. And the top challenge listed by enterprise-level email marketers was actually delivering on the promise of relevance, which was this brand new choice that they had put into the survey. So it was interesting to see that people picked up on that right away in the higher markets.
Wow, did they break that down any further than that, as far as you know, time being the issue, or staff being the issue, or the you know, the product, the ESP they're using being the, any further breakdown there on that?
Not on that specific element. Okay. Unfortunately, they did the other elements. They did obviously deliverability being the next top concern. That was kind of interesting to us. Was the mid-markets still labeled deliverability to the inbox as their primary concern, versus, like I said, the enterprises. We're talking about making sure they were delivering on that relevance promise.
Right. And, you know, there's this huge challenge that goes into delivering on that relevancy because of the time involved. But what you see is the increase in ROI, the increase in that customer value, that lifetime customer value, you know, the more focus that you can put into it. And the risk is in these challenging times to go back to the batch and blast and not focus on the relevancy and end up really hurting yourself in the long run.
Yeah, definitely. In fact, one of the speakers used the word batch and almost literally got hissed off the stage. It was rather amusing.
Or blast.
Blast for e-blast. Blast and batch and blast.
Yeah, bad word. So what else do you have in your notes there, Brandon?
One other really neat stat that came out of it all was that the number one value of a recipient who's going through your sign-up process was if you are saying that you're not going to share their address. Well, effectively, if you're not going to share their address, making sure they know that you're not going to. So if on your sign-up form, in your privacy policy, you say you're not going to, make sure on your sign-up form you say, I'm not going to share your address. This is completely for our purposes only and for the marketing that we told you we're going to do to you. And that was the biggest factor for a recipient choosing whether they were going to go through the process at the end or not, or the biggest value add, I should say.
Yeah, well, I mean, that, you know, it makes sense with all the spam going on out there. You know, you don't want your address shared with anyone beyond the you know, who you are giving permission to. So, you know, if you're saying that, don't bury it. Bring it out front. Show it. And can help help that subscription process, help move the permission process along.
Exactly. And then another interesting stat here was that 53% of the surveyed recipients said they'd only opted in for less than half of the total email that they actually receive on a daily basis.
Ouch.
So, Brent, I know you were, while I was hunting around on foot for good information in the sessions, you were in our actual room doing some one-to-ones with anybody who was interested in some more information on email marketing. How'd that go?
Yeah, that went really well. We had quite a number of advanced sessions, advanced email marketing strategy sessions, where Matt and myself, we sat down with people to talk about their strategies. And, it's really great in these one-on-ones to kind of take the best practices, where sometimes you try and make it so black and white, but there's so many gray areas. And when you kind of look at it on a case by case basis, you can take this best practice information and make it really useful to your business. So it was really nice to sit down with people and talk about their practices, talk about, you know, what they can do to help improve things. You know, one of the things we talked about quite a bit was preference centers, talking about the segmentation again and making, you know, giving your contacts control, using your preference center so that you are able to give your contacts the ability to change their preferences and tell you exactly what kind of message they want to get, talk about what kind of frequency they want to get, and really give that control to your subscribers. We talked quite a bit about some of the advanced things available through a number of the APIs out there with a number of the ESPs, you know, when you're talking about getting into more of the transactional messages. We also had quite a number of discussions on deliverability. And of course, Matt is the deliverability man around here. Matt was able to, of course, take those discussions and roll with them. And, you know, it was just really great to sit down and see what kind of questions people brought to us and sit down and kind of address those one-on-one. We had a great turnout, I think.
I thought so. I know when I skip out of the sessions or bounce back and forth, I'd come back to the booth and there'd be plenty of people there always, or at least a couple people there always interested, holding some good conversations. And I definitely was able to pick up even a little bit of info just from the questions they ask. It's good to hear some other viewpoints, to hear where other people are, and then to think and problem solve and analyze what they're thinking of and what they're in the middle of. And it gives you another outlook on ways that we can be succeeding in email marketing.
Yeah, you got it.
So another interesting topic that was discussed in one of the sessions was about landing pages, which is a heavily overlooked aspect of your email marketing because it doesn't actually involve the email. Other than a link that somebody clicks to get to it, you know, you don't really think too much about it. You expect them to see your email, to act, and send them to some sort of conversion site, hopefully. But in this case, landing page optimization case studies came up as one of the early sessions, And there was a very, very interesting take on it by Dr. Flint McLaughlin from Marketing Experiments. And he had the whole room pretty much enthralled with the stuff he was saying. He was very commanding to the audience, and it was a good time. He had a lot of good information. Specifically, I very much liked his quote, "The people aren't going to buy from websites. People don't buy from websites. They buy from people." That was just an interesting take. But Brent, don't we have some input on that ourselves?
Yeah, we actually have an upcoming webinar with Tim Ash. It's going to be called Avoiding the Seven Deadly Sins of Landing Page Design. It's going to be on April 15th at 1 o'clock. And you can sign up out at our website at www.listtrack.com so you can register for that webinar. We also just recently had our own Matt Elliott do it turned out to be about an hour and a half webinar, and I like to call it Matt's Brain on Deliverability. It's really good. What it came That's down good. To. I think it was officially titled Factors That Impact Deliverability, but you know, lots of really great information there coming from our deliverability expert, Matt Elliott. So if you didn't get a chance to check that one out, I'd highly recommend you go out to our site, go to the resources area, and you can view that on demand.
Very cool. Very cool. Always good for everybody to check that out. Anything else you got for us today?
So I think that's it for today. I hope you all enjoy the show, and we will talk to you next time. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.